take a plane, take it any day, and take a drink as you leave the ground. Time to think.
Hello everyone, my name is DJ Aura, and this is the first episode of DJ Dialogues, which is a show here in KVS Davis, 9.3 FM, and this is a show where, let me go to the specifics. DJ Dialogues is a show where I'm not typing into my password and everything. DJ Dialogues is a show I created, and it's because I've always had an interest in stories, specifically stories of people who are part of KVS. And so this is a show where KVS DJs, past and present, share their stories, experiences, and insights from behind the stacks. I feel like a lot of people tune into really specific shows or only listen to like a couple handful, and they don't really know what's going on here in the station, what people are playing, what people are bringing to the stacks from the stacks. And I'm here to highlight those DJs. We're gonna have some big names, some names you may know, but we're gonna start off today with DJ Triple Sec, who is not here. We're gonna be doing a phone interview. So he will be calling any minute now. I'm just gonna quickly, do a rundown of the show, how this works. This show is not every week, so we're gonna have a very few handful of DJs, unfortunately. Speaking of which. Hello.
Hey, this is Triple Sec.
Yes, we are on air right now. Whoa.
Whoa, I'm on air?
You're on air right now. Oh my god, this is crazy.
This is fantastic.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I hope my voice is clear enough. I'm calling on some Bluetooth headphones.
I mean, I can hear you. I could just lower your raise your volume. I'm bringing up your little interview form because I forgot to write it out. My bad. But would you like to tell the listeners? Well, actually, before we go into that, the following views presented this hour do not reflect the views of KVS, its sponsors, or University of California. With that, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and some of your shows that you've done currently and in the past?
Of course, yeah. So, hello to everyone that is currently listening in. I hope you enjoy the next 20 to 25 minutes of me just rambling and talking about myself. I am DJ Triple Sec. I've been a DJ here at KVS for the past... it's been a year now. My first slot as a solo DJ was in the summer of 2023 in the wee hours of 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. on a random Tuesday, which was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I am the sole runner of the Top Shelf with the tagline, "We play nothing but the good stuff." mm-hmm. Which has gone through a couple of like thematic iterations over the months, but I've currently just settled on just play what I want, honestly. Mm-hmm. With the caveat that a lot of the music that I play comes from the music website Bandcamp, which is run, or rather features a bunch of music curated and more properly controlled by artists. You can upload tracks to Bandcamp. You can create pages for selling and distribution of merch and physical releases. You can create mailing lists.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the whole deal, honestly. And in the past, I've done a lot of and still do quite a bit of substituting for the Friday Night Metal Show.
Mm.
When I first started out, I actually was all of my shadowing was done exclusively under the metal DJs.
Mm.
And when the first iteration of the Top Shelf was actually to introduce progressive and/or like red anarchist black metal to the airwaves, and you know, the reasoning as to why, like, I could talk on and on about, you know, some of the political ills of the genre, but I'll leave it there unless you want to inquire further. And then one more thing. Actually did run a PA show with the 15 back in the winter. It's called Campus Work Confessionals.
Mm-hmm.
We basically just talked campus life, campus work. We tried our best to bring on other people that had campus jobs,
mm-hmm.
get to know them, get to know what it's like to work at their job on campus. And sometimes, you know, talk smack about UCD administration, you mm-hmm. know, the usual.
Obviously, we love doing that here. we love doing
of
that
course.
Here. I remember I was part of that show for like an episode, and it was like, I think it was like more specifically like food service, because I remember Naima Money was part of that one.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of the deal, is that like a lot of the campus work, it tends to be like food service.
Mm-hmm.
Like you end up working at the coffee house or the dining commons.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like for the sake of variety, Chickpea and I were fortunate. She used to be a tour guide,
mm-hmm.
and I used to drive buses for Unitrans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember. Yeah. You know what? There's like a pipeline of like Unitrans like drivers joining KVS. There's a lot of you guys here.
I have noticed that. I like to think that I started that because,
ooh.
You know, I came in, and then now you got Retrace.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say there's a couple other people,
mm-hmm.
or at least like, you know, there's a lot of people from KDVS that are related to people that are in Unitrans.
Mm-hmm.
I almost got like a couple other people as well, but they got too busy with being school and driving buses,
mm-hmm.
which is perfectly valid.
Yeah.
If you've never worked at Unitrans, you know, it's such a good job that all you want to do in college is just drive buses and just like not complete your degree. It's fantastic.
there's a lot of pressure on you guys, because especially the first week of school. But I also wanted to ask you, how did you discover mm-hmm. KVS, and why did you want to join after learning about it?
I think I always kind of knew about KVS when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you kind of have to give me some leeway for joining so late. My first like year as a freshman year, like I had to like experience the initial waves of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like all my social interaction got like short circuited for the better part of a year, like well into my sophomore year in college. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I was a junior, like I was just getting back into the swing of things, mm-hmm. and still what's the word? And like mm-hmm. I was also getting acclimated to driving for Unitran.
Yeah.
So it took a little bit for me to finally get to KDVS. Mm-hmm. So much so that like all of my volunteering was done in my last quarter as a senior.
Oh, really?
Which is a great way to go out, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like I the fact that this program is still like open completely to the public, you don't have to be just a student. Mm-hmm. I think is very exciting and mm-hmm. very just fantastic and inclusive. I've since had people shadow on my show that are just like, oh yeah, we like commute from Sacramento to do our show. Like,
aww.
We're not students. Like, we just heard about this program, but we want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting, speaking of like students, we're getting like a huge wave of them coming soon. I think the seminars start this week. And I've seen like a little faces pop here and there, ask me like, oh, is this KVS? And I'm like, yes. So what would you tell to like those new people coming? Like, how did you feel when you first came in? And what's some advice you would give to them?
Ooh, good question. Mm-hmm. I never thought about like what I would do if I like redid my volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I honestly feel like I did a pretty good job with it. I guess as far as like advice for people goes, presumably you're already coming into KDVS because you like you love music and you want to play music and you want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as you're doing that, and of course abiding by our Lord and Savior, the SCC, you're already doing everything you need to do.
Yeah.
To be honest,
mm-hmm.
I guess like one thing, and this is like probably like a PSA to all DJs, just donate more to the stacks.
Uh-huh.
Just because, it's, what is it? The stacks down here at KDVS are already, like, it's already like a massive library of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like more music than you could probably listen through in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a full-on library down here. Mm-hmm. That being said, students nowadays, they now have music tastes that are starting to disconnect from what we have in the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're donating less
mm-hmm.
Music to the stacks. Much less like music that they're already wanting to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like as advice to DJs and also incoming volunteers,
mm-hmm.
you want to preserve how fantastic it is to just come down into the station, grab a CD or a record or even a cassette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge proponent of cassettes. Just donate when you can,
mm-hmm.
as to this collection that we are hoping will be preserved for decades and decades.
Yeah.
For people to continue playing music that you brought in long after you're gone,
mm-hmm.
just contribute to the legacy of KDVS.
Well,
as best you can,
mm-hmm.
To sum it all up.
Well, period. I love that. I love
yeah.
that. Because, like, I feel like a lot of people, because when you're a first quarter DJ, you do have to play all physical media. And I feel like mm-hmm. a loophole, a lot of quote-unquote loophole a lot of people found is, like, burning CDs. But I don't feel like that's the same. Just like when you're in the stacks and you're discovering all this music, like I really expanded my music taste because of KEVS. And it makes me kind of sad when like people play shows that's like solely like on one burn CD, especially first quarter DJs.
Right.
And it's just like, yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking. You're like, bruh.
Yeah, when I heard about that, I was like, that feels like kind of cheating. I feel like a good like bend to that rule is bringing in your own collection.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. What was it? To bring it back to my first time playing my own show. Mm-hmm. From the top shelf was a Red Anarchist black metal show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I would do, because I had to abide by this physical limitation, I scoured the internet for CDs, cassettes, records, for, you know, just any material to play. Mm-hmm. And I definitely blew a couple $100s over that summer.
Really?
Yeah, I Whoa. Definitely did. I think the most expensive thing I bought was, I think it was like an imported CD for maybe $40-$45.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these were running like probably like an average of 20 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did, and like, you know, the summer is both summer sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's longer than like any like academic quarter. So I'm playing like the most possible shows on my first outing as a DJ. I'm spending all of this money for, for all of this music that, you know, is like, you know, ultimately just getting blasted out at 4 or 5 in the morning. I mean, I don't know who's listening. I don't even know if that's something we can track.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of that, I remember during the summer, I would like sub a lot of 4 to 6 a.m. because there's no one doing those. And I would get a... I'm pretty sure she was Australian lady who would call in and be like, hey, I like your music. Can you like play this song for me? She was like the only caller I ever got. So there are some people listening out there. You might get that Australian lady listening to you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that people in Australia were listening to us.
Right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think she was listening off the website. But, what are some other questions? Oh, what made you continue KEVS? Because I feel like a lot of people, especially you mentioned that you were a senior when you finished your volunteer hours, a lot of people just leave after they finish their schooling. So what made you continue?
Well, I mean, for starters, I just barely become a DJ. Mm-hmm. Like, it's impractical to just quit after that.
Yeah.
That's like, that's one way to like easily answer your question. But, you know, I mean, at the time that I like, you know, finished my schooling and like things were starting to transition away from summer and into the next academic year, I was in the position where I think I can like, I don't really like need to move anywhere to continue my life. For like that moment, like I could still drive buses for another year.
Oh, really?
Like, okay, well, yeah. And then, like, you know, things became even easier. I found another job in transportation in Sacramento. And, you know, now I have the chance to stay in this area even longer, provided that, you know, I excel in this new line of work. So I just told myself, you know, as long as you're in the Davis-Sacramento area, just keep doing KEVS. Like, I don't feel like there's any reason why not. And, you know, my boss has been very supportive and lenient of me being able to take a couple hours off or take a remote day to fulfill the obligations that I do for KEVS. So it's like, well, why not? Let's going with this, and it brings so much joy.
Oh, like, yeah, it does.
Then, like, I have, like, you know, I feel like whenever I go on air, I feel like I'm like in the room with like one or two people. Like, it's like, what is it? This is not a perfect analogy, but it's like the scene in American Psycho where Bateman, you know, trying to talk about, it was Huey Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you take away the part where, you know, Bateman's about to perform a murder. And, you know, that's what it feels like. Just me trying to explain, you know, what makes a piece of music like tick to me. And hopefully my communication of that makes it tick to them as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I stick around with KBBS.
Oh, that was quite an analogy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, no, that's really nice to hear, because I feel like a lot of people, like, after they graduate, they just stop because they find other opportunities. And I'm glad that you stayed. The top shelf. We wouldn't have the top shelf. It would be empty without you.
Of course. I appreciate that.
let me think. Oh, why did you want to be part of this show specifically? Like, why did you? Because I reached out to like the email and I sent like a form of like, oh, if you want to be part of the show, you can like answer these questions. So why this show specifically? Because I know you just got off of work, I think, and I don't know if it fit in your schedule that well. So why did you like make the time out of your day to be part of the show?
Well, I mean, it was. For one, yeah, it was just outside of my usual work hours. So I was like, I think I can make this work.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I take the chance. I take any chance to yap about myself that I can. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you are offering the right kind of show for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, you know, public, like, PA shows are definitely, like, a bit more of a, I guess, like, an underrated part of our programming.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as much as, like, the news or sports commentating, but, you join KDVS, everyone wants to do the music shows.
Yeah.
And that makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these PA shows are pretty fantastic. I've actually been bored watching the Smile Show.
Ooh.
For the last... 2 to 3 months, and honestly, it's been kind of nice to get like to get Jimmy's I guess not necessarily perspective. He presents everything as unbiased as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me being having my biases, sometimes I shake my fist at him, but you know, it's been kind of refreshing to just kind of have this like almost like unbiased,
mm-hmm.
wholesome, just, hey, I'm presenting what's going on in the local community, you know, like, I'm here for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get through things together. It's been really nice. I especially like when he talks about transportation, because then mm-hmm. he ends up or like you know, giving up car dependency.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to say one of the last couple of shows that I board watched for him, he was talking about the Yolo County Transportation District,
mm-hmm.
and which is the district that runs the Yolo bus services.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That like goes on to like my final question. What was it? Do you have a favorite show that you tune into and why? And I think you just answered my question. Well, I mean, that's a PA show. Do you have a music show that you like?
Well, I got a couple, and mm-hmm. they mainly come from the homies. first off, I want to give a shout out to Chickpea's Radio Cure.
Oh, yeah.
Which recently restarted after a summer hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're playing like Sunday evenings every mm-hmm. other week. If you love some indie music, especially on the folkier side and the psychedelic side,
mm-hmm.
You will not be disappointed at all.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to give a shout out to No Strings Attached from a DJ Quiet Breath.
Mm-hmm.
That puts on a different music scene every week, but it's nothing but bangers each time, you know, so can't really complain about that. And of course, because I shadowed under them and I continue to work with them to this day, I also want to give a shout out to our two metal shows that happen in the Friday night area. We got Friday Night Metal, as well as Raise the Dead, which runs a little bit more on the like lengthier, progressive, and black metal side of things. Yeah, I've only shouted out a couple shows, but like every show on KDVS is fantastic. And you know, if your time and your schedule allows it, there's really no reason that you shouldn't be trying to tune in as much as possible, right?
Exactly. KBS has something for everyone, and that's what the show highlights.
Exactly.
Period. You can reach Triple Sex Show. Okay, that's like a mouthful. Triple Sex Show.
It kind of is, yeah.
It's kind of like a mouthful, but you can reach a show. The Top Shelf. Are you bringing it back this quarter? What time specifically?
Yes. So the Top Shelf is operating this fall. It was supposed to operate this last Saturday, but I got it substituted so that I could go to the first KDVS concert event that happened this last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the Top Shelf runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. every other Saturday. I believe that means this next time that it'll play will be, let's see, looking like October, my calendar can work, October 12th, actually.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, and the deal with the format with my show is the first hour, I pick out some tracks that are advertised on Bandcamp's new and notable section.
Mm-hmm.
Which not only like highlights stuff that is curated by the site, but it's oftentimes stuff that I haven't listened to previously. So it's a good way for me to like expand my own horizons as well as the audiences, getting two birds with one stone. And then the last half of the show, I pick out some tracks that from artists that I've loved listening to over the past couple of years of diving through, random places on Bandcamp. It ends up being a lot of like experimental rock and ambient, sometimes metal, maybe post-hardcore. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff,
yeah,
to be honest. But the point is, it's always the good stuff, right?
Exactly. Wow. Thank you for coming to the show. We're going to end with your song by the Mars Volta called Inertiatic ESP.
Inertiatic ESP?
Yes.
Yeah.
Radio edit, and, before you guys call me out.
What's a radio edit?
Radio edit, because... I get some callers. Thank you so much for
the uninitiated, the Mars Volta is one of my favorite bands. Inertiatic ESP is the first song I listened to by them, and it's probably got the most like spring into action energy for the amount of time it is. The Mars Volta tends to have some lengthier progressive tracks, but this one clocks in at a quick, I want to say like 4.5 minutes. And it's just like, it is just all like propulsion the whole way through. So, for all you still listening there, I hope you enjoy this track. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Okay. Any last words?
I guess listen to KDVS whenever you can. Like, why not?
Exactly. Period.
Yeah, but also thank you for hosting me this interview. This has been one of the best ways to pace around the back of my office that I could possibly think of, and I super appreciate that.
Mm.
I hope you end up having many more fantastic interviews throughout this quarter. I'll do my best to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to give out like a schedule for these things, like make announcements, that would be really exciting. You know, that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. I will. I've just been like working out the kinks of everything, but
absolutely.
Yeah, I'll definitely email you that information. But we're gonna play your song right now. Peace, everyone.
All right.
It's been said a long time ago.